former Cowboys QB Tony Romo to own his mistakes fully to the Lord after OWI plea. Log in to your existing account or sign up today. Log in to your existing account or sign up today. Log in to your existing account or sign up today. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and CBS Sports NFL analyst Tony Romo vowed to own his mistakes to the Lord after pleading no contest to an operating while intoxicated charge from an arrest in July. This morning, I faced a recent personal failure by pleading no contest to a civil offense for OWI in Wisconsin, Romo wrote on Tuesday in an Instagram post. I own this completely. Multiple back surgeries ended my career earlier than expected and left me with constant, debilitating pain, Romo explained. That pain led to a dependence on pain medication, and my efforts to get off those medications led to an over-reliance on alcohol. Romo stressed the importance of taking personal responsibility for one's actions, the Christian Post reported. As I have taught my three young sons, when you fall short, you stand up and take full responsibility, he wrote. That is an important first step. The harder and more important step is examining the path that brought you here and making the changes necessary to move forward. That path requires honesty, he added. None of this is an excuse. These are my failures, and I take responsibility for them. Despite having a difficult month, the former NFL star also noted, it has also been personally significant. It has required me to confront and own my mistakes fully to the Lord, to myself, to my family, and now to the public, he said. I am working closely with a team of doctors to address my health and make the necessary changes, Romo added. I am deeply grateful for the support of my family, my friends, and the NFL community, including players, coaches, and owners. Your encouragement has meant more to me than you know. Romo concluded his post by asking for privacy at this time as he will focus on his health, family, and his eventual return to CBS. Romo was arrested on July 23 for operating a vehicle while intoxicated in Wisconsin. Following the traffic stop and subsequent arrest, he was placed on indefinite leave from CBS Sports, where he had been serving as an NFL analyst for CBS Sports following his retirement from the Dallas Cowboys in 2017, until further notice. Romo pleaded no contest to the charge of operating while intoxicated, while additional charges, such as charges of refusing to take a test for intoxication after his arrest, unsafe passing on the right, and possessing open intoxicants in a motor vehicle, were dismissed on the prosecutor's motion. As a result of pleading no contest, USA Today reports Romo had his driver's license revoked for 6 months. Additionally, the former quarterback for America's team must attend and complete an alcohol assessment program. USA Today reports that Romo must pay fines totaling more than $800. As another stipulation of the agreed-upon plea deal, any and every vehicle owned by Romo must have what is described as an ignition interlock device installed. Photo credit. Copyright Eakin Howard / Getty Images. Milton Quintanilla is a freelance writer and content creator. He is a contributing writer for Crosswalk Headlines and the host of the For Your Soul podcast, a podcast devoted to sound doctrine and biblical truth. He holds a Master's of Divinity from Alliance Theological Seminary. Originally published September 4, 2026. Log in to your existing account or sign up today. Log in to your existing account or sign up today. Log in to your existing account or sign up today.